good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use. Oh, it's so good that it's Friday. Woohoo! What do you got planned for this weekend? TGIF. I know it's going to be hot over the weekend. In fact, some of the newscasts this morning, I like to turn on the news when I first wake up, just kind of get a catch and glimpse of what's out there and what's going on. And they're like, oh, prepare for some heat. And I want to remind you to be sure to drink your water and also remember, bring your sunscreen. But it's going to be okay because we are in summer officially, right? And so we need to embrace this weather while we have it. I want to remind my friends, all of you, that you keep giving me feedback and you keep telling me and sharing stories and people that you think would be really great to interview on the air. And you have just been fantastic. I got invited at kind of a spontaneously yesterday to do a ride along with candidate Amy Courser. And we had so much fun. I don't know if you've ever been involved in a campaign at all or been inside or been a part of something like that. I encourage you to get involved and volunteer. There's lots of campaigns going on, lots of candidates that are working really hard, and they have to be really creative in reaching out to people and sharing the message of why they're running and why they're wanting to make a difference, and why they want to represent you and I in these times. Because I think it's bold and courageous right now. It's not easy to be an elected leader, and we certainly know if we want more of the same, we just keep doing the same thing, right? But if we really want change, we better do something different. And that might include rolling up our sleeves and getting involved. So I got invited to do a ride along. And we rode into Canby and some area farms. And we went to a custom motorcycle shop. And that was pretty cool. And we went to a local farmer and visited. And we just had so much fun. And we stopped at a cafe, a coffee shop in Canby. We just had so much fun, and it was such a great way for me to see Oregon and learn. I'd never been in Canby before, so that was new for me, and a shout out to everybody in these communities. And so I got to thinking, wouldn't it be fun if we did ride-alongs, like maybe Thursday were ride-along days, and I go to a new community, like Albany or Corvallis or Silverton or Independence. And so if you're listening from these areas and you know something fun, you know, maybe we could do coffee or lunch and talk about that the next day on the air. I just think it's a fun place that we live in and an adventurous place. And even though, yes, we know the mask mandate and all these things that are going on that's really negative, I continue to say we need to stay focused on the positive things that are going on in our communities and continue to encourage one another. And speaking of positive things, here's something that's happening this Saturday. We talked about it a few days ago on the show when we had, it was yesterday, Anna Kasachev was on the show, and they're talking about the Heroes in Blue, We Thank You. And this is a wonderful outreach to our frontline Heroes in Blue in Silverton from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Going on Saturday. And this is located at 9410 Rambler Drive, Silverton, Oregon. And we're going to put something on our Facebook page. You can find us at KSLM Radio, where you can follow. I encourage you to go, and we're going to work out a way that someone from KSLM, I'm supposed to go camping this weekend, so I'm not sure how that's all going to work out, because I'd love to be there, and I'll know more a little bit this afternoon. But we will have somebody there from KSLM, and it's going to be a great time. Also, you probably saw in the headlines, Freedom Foundation. Did you hear about this, the whole mask mandate thing? Yes, the Freedom Foundation, they've already filed a lawsuit in the state of Washington about the mask mandate. Now there's a lawsuit here in Oregon, just an overreach by the government telling us how and what we can do. And it's interesting, I talked to someone yesterday, and I really think it's food for thought. My friend Diana said, you know, the whole pro-choice thing, right, and their terminology, my body, my choice, that kind of thing, wouldn't that apply to this mask thing? And I thought, oh, that's clever. Really, truly, truly, if it applies for terminating the life of a whole unique living human being inside a baby, inside, why wouldn't it apply for a mask. I don't know, just something to chew on today. In the effort to stay encouraging and keeping our eyes focused on good things that are going on in our community, and certainly as I continue to treasure hunt for fantastic people in our community, we want to encourage, engage, and empower all of us with news that we can use and be a part of the solution. When I was at the Oregon Rise Up Rally on Saturday, I met this treasure. His name is David Smith, and his wife is Paige, and they both have a business here in Salem, and they are joining me in the studio live this morning. And David and Paige, thank you for being here this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
Very good.
Awesome.
Very good.
Well, Dave, you were at the rally on Saturday, and you were inspired and stirred up. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about that.
It's nice just to get involved. Check out the things that go down, especially downtown Salem. There's all sorts of stuff that go on that don't get a lot of the attention. A lot of people need to see what's happening down there and participate and be willful in your community and, you know, things you're taking part in. And
yes.
It was a good opportunity to go down there and just observe if you're a part of it. If you're not a part of it, it's still a good thing just to check out.
One of the things that I'm hearing is that people are, maybe they haven't really been involved in politics or any kind of grassroots organizing. People are starting to get involved. People are wanting to step up and say, okay, it's time. I've just kind of been on the sidelines and I need to start engaging. And there are many reasons for that. I mean, people have businesses they've been building. They've been really wanting to continue that and not have any threats. But I think people are realizing if I don't get in the game now, I won't have any say when things are taken away. Is that kind of how you're feeling?
Yeah. As an entrepreneur, it's not something you want to watch on the sidelines and just let someone else dictate the future of your business. I mean, something we've put a lot of effort and energy to provide the life that we want and the life for not just our family, but the opportunities we give for our clients. And just being a bystander isn't something we get the luxury of doing anymore.
Yes, and Paige, pull that microphone a little closer to you there. As I look, and again for our listeners, because we're in radio and you can't really see, and I've been encouraged, why don't you start doing Facebook Lives while you broadcast? And I might get there at some point. You know, that's a that's a big thing. But I want to tell you what I'm looking at right now, friends. This beautiful young couple, and they're sparkling, and they're energetic, and you can tell that they love one another and they care about our community. Just sweet. Paige, hello. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, and thank you.
You're kind of behind the scenes more so, and wanting to be, kind of hidden a little bit. But I get that, but there's always a good woman behind the man, and so thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and so David, tell me a little bit about the business, what you do, and how you got involved in what you're doing.
So we do mostly residential real estate here in the Valley. Mm-hmm. We cover a lot of turf. How we got into it, so we've been together as business partners for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. We've been married for about 4 weeks now.
Congratulations.
So lots of changes.
Yeah. Yes.
But before real estate, I was in law enforcement for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. Here in local corrections, and that was a great opportunity. Transitioned from that to real estate. Brought a lot of the skill sets that, you know, they teach you there, and a lot of mm-hmm. the staff there professionally show every day, and being able to apply a lot of that to real estate gave me a unique approach and a different perspective than a lot of the, you know, competition, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of different influences, built a career, then met Paige, and we are very like-minded, and it's nice working with someone who, you know, you go home to every day, and we spend every, especially with COVID, there's no office anymore, so we spend every day together all day.
That's awesome.
So it's been a really cool opportunity.
And to get married during COVID, that's a huge jump. And did your date get switched, or things completely turn inside out in your plans, or you just said, let's just do this now?
He proposed in May, and I'm like, so tomorrow. So we got 15 of our closest friends and family, and we were like, let's just do it.
Let's roll.
Beautiful and intimate. Yes.
Underrated COVID weddings.
I'm telling you, I have a really good friend of mine who is, she was a widow, And I've known her. I've been in radio with her, super mentor, sister, friend, and she's living in South Dakota. Her date changed. She's getting married in California. Her guy's from California on the beach.
Oh, wow.
And they've been planning for 2 years. Her date changed from June to August 1st, and she just was notified a week ago that the venue is completely closed because of what the governor's doing there. And so now they're scrambling because they had this whole thing planned and people coming in and all of that. And so I appreciate what families are going through right now in that. And certainly when you think about real estate, and we want to get in the next segment, we'll get into more of the facts of this, mm-hmm. but people are, they're unsure of the future right now, and they're unsure of how to proceed with their plans. And what I'm finding, and maybe you are too in business, you know, in business, the old business model, and maybe it's not so much when you've gone through real estate school and things, but the old business model in anything was have your strategic plan, have your 5-year plan, have your 10-year plan, your 15-year plan. And now it seems like all of that, in fact, I joke a little bit, the waste of money in 2020 is buying a planner, a day planner, because it reminds me of, you know, man makes their plans, but God ultimately has the plan. And so we need to be tuned in. How are you staying focused in the present, knowing that the future is uncertain? What are you doing about that?
A lot of what we do as real estate agents is we wear a lot of different hats. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's financial planner. Sometimes it's counselor. Sometimes it's just a voice of reason during a really chaotic time. And when we have all those things going on right now, it provides a unique perspective. And mm-hmm. with everything going, there's not really a firm outlook. I mean, election years always present unique opportunities mm-hmm. in real estate and change things a little bit. This year has been no different with everything
right.
going on. So a lot of it's just knowing your numbers, knowing solid advice, and really more so that we always listen to our clients mm-hmm. and look for what they're trying to gain. In a time like this, you have to just be really tuned in to what their big picture is. To give them the right advice, because the big picture, you know, between now and November 10th, there's a lot of things that can change. And then November 10th could be a whole different arena.
Right.
So it's just listening to what their big goals are and, you know, putting on those educator shoes and kind of just talking through what we know.
And what I found in real estate, and I was telling you before I've been through the classes, I just never took the test mm-hmm. back in South Dakota. And so it's really important having a real estate professional that you can trust, that you can share things with, that's with you and really gets what you want, is so extremely important. And we're going to get into that when we get into the break here. Let's throw this out ahead of time. We'll come back around it later. How do people get a hold of you in real estate?
The best way to get a hold of us is I love phone conversations. We love talking to people. So calling us, texting us, email, through our Facebook. A lot of people reach out to us that way. And then obviously we just through different websites and stuff like that.
And for my friend Bob, and he's going to get a chuckle out of this morning, he's like, Stacy, remember, not everybody has email or computers or on a smartphone. Give a phone number. Let's start there. What's your phone number that they can call?
A phone number they can call anytime is 503-939-7099.
All right. We're going to continue the conversation. We're going to get into what the market's like right here in our own backyard right now. Things are ever changing and we need to stay informed. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this day and every day. We'll be back after this. It's a beautiful day. So glad to have you along. Thank you for tuning in, Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacy Ann, inviting you to listen online. You know, we're 1220 AM and 104.3 FM, and we have our streaming at KSLM.news. Share with your friends and family. In fact, it's been fun because people have been listening all over as we continue to grow our audience locally. We're growing it throughout the nation as well. And in a couple weeks, this is kind of exciting. I haven't really talked about it very much. I've thrown some teasers out there, but we're taking the show on the road. Yes, long before I knew I was going to be on radio, we had made an agreement to work at Sturgis at the motorcycle rally with the Harley-Davidson there. And So I'm going to take the show on the road. I'll be broadcasting remote, and we'll have some great interviews. And I'm really hoping, in fact, you can say a prayer for me that maybe we can get my friend Governor Noem to be on the air with me. Wouldn't that be cool if she could do that? Or someone from her staff, maybe we can get the Attorney General. We'll get somebody to kind of talk about what's going on and what's been like in South Dakota in comparison to what we've been living through right here in Oregon. And I'm just excited about that. And so I'm growing a lot because this technology stuff, and to be able to do a show remotely is exciting. And so we'll keep you in tune on what's going on there. We're going to still keep it as local based, but just be in a different location, if that even makes sense. So we're here to encourage, educate, and engage you. And our today's show is sponsored by Bill Sunderland with Sunderland Country Financial Agency. And you can get a hold of Bill 503-885-0789. And in the studio with me, I have Dave Smith and his beautiful bride, new bride, Paige, and we're hanging out together talking about real estate. And you guys have been working together as a team in real estate. And the name of your company, real estate company, is?
We just work as Dave and Paige at Realty One Group Willamette Valley.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. And so when we talk about what's going on, and we talked about how people are kind of stuck in a sense, not sure to move forward or not to move forward, what I do know, because my oldest son, Dylan, and his wife, Esma, and they have my little grandson, Liam, who's two. They've been renting for the last couple years. They've been together for 5 years. And they've been working closely with a realtor back in South Dakota and a mortgage broker. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing everything, their checklist. They had a plan. And they save the money and do this and make sure their credit and all this stuff, right? And they were like, this is the time, because the interest rates are good, and this is the time to move forward. Talk to me a little bit about that, what you're seeing in the market right here in Salem.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of people making the jump into going into home purchasing. Mm-hmm. And likewise, people selling. Interest rates being as low as they are, it's created a lot of opportunity for people who are especially looking at their monthly, you know, expenditures and what they want to commit to. The same home last year could have cost you a few hundred dollars more at the same price just because of interest rates. Mm. So that kind of drop, you know, we're seeing some rates as low as 2.75.
Incredible.
Yeah. And that those kind of things that we see as some lenders are offering have given a lot of opportunity to first-time home buyers, to people looking to downsize or upgrade. A lot of times people can upgrade their home and not really change their mortgage amount. Mm. So that those kind of opportunities give people a little bit more confidence, especially with everything that it is uncertain. Real estate's still one of the few certainties right now as far as the health of the market. It's something that a lot of people have taken advantage of.
One of the things that I know that people seem to be unsure of in moving forward or even exploring buying a home is they don't understand the different programs that are out there to assist them. What do you know right here in the Willamette Valley that people can utilize to help them purchase a home?
What I always tell people to do, a lot of times historically, it takes 3 weeks before people actually even reach out to a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. They begin their search going through different websites and stuff like that. One of the first things I always tell people to do is contact an agent, talk to a mortgage broker, a lender, get some information from them. They're going to provide you a much clearer picture of what's available for you. Some cases it works out to where the lender's going to try and, you know, show you the opportunities you have in front of you. You can go out and you can find something that benefits your family. Other cases, you'll see some people say, hey, it's still not the right time for us. The good news in this market, there's a lot of activity. People are staying very busy. Mm-hmm. So it's giving people a chance to just shoot people straight and be efficient with the time and give people the true story of what they're looking at for their financial picture.
What I'm finding is, and this is true all over the country, is that if someone, let's say they're selling their house for $225,000, that's the listing price. Mm-hmm. And technically, in the past, it's like you listed it that, but there's room for negotiation or whatever. What I'm hearing is people are getting even more than the $225,000 because there's almost a bidding war going on in homes. Is that really true in this area as well?
Yeah, but we're seeing, it's kind of similar to what we saw during one of the big growth spurts back in 2015. Mm-hmm. We're seeing multiple offers on a lot of listings. We're seeing a lot of activity. We're seeing People, you know, if you don't make the decision in the driveway, sometimes that could be the difference between you getting the home or not getting the home. So having an agent who is really proactive and finding new properties, being, you know, one of the first ones in the door, knowing how to write offers in a bidding war scenario, things like that, it's created a lot of a bit of a learning curve for some agents, and it's created a lot of opportunity for buyers to be able to go out there and compete for a property. And it's benefited sellers because we're not seeing the gains that we saw in, you know, earlier markets like 2015, but we're still seeing a lot of terms that are really good for sellers and give people the opportunity to go find their next home without the stress.
So the advice, and talking about buying right now, the advice for someone who's looking at buying, whether it be just an upgrade in a home or maybe an investment property, because there's some opportunity there to broaden your financial picture by investing in properties or rentals or development or whatever, is to have a real estate professional alongside of you who knows what you're interested in, to do your homework and be ready to jump. You know, there's not a lot of time for pause. So you really, if you see something, you better go for it. Is that accurate?
If you've sold homes before on your own, or you've worked with agents in the past, or even if you used to be a licensed agent, the market has changed significantly just in the last year. Even working during COVID is something that's a really unique opportunity for those that have taken advantage of it. It's something that you want to take the time to have an educated person there to guide you, give you advice. It's not something you can just go out and have success right away anymore. It takes someone with knowledge of recent activity. You know, we do multiple transactions a month, so we can see kind of live what's happening in the market with appraisals or with inspections or leverage and things like that, when a lot of people need that.
And I think it's important, friends, that you line up with someone that's in your... it really gets what you're looking for, is so that you can jump, because that's the case. My son and daughter, they were going for a house and they weren't ready and they paused and they missed it, but they got a better deal. This next deal is a better, it works out in the end. We're going to continue the conversation talking about real estate, and it's great to get all this information from Dave and Paige Smith. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann. It's so fun to be hanging out with you on this Friday. What do you have planned for this weekend? Ooh, there's lots going on. There's that celebration in Silverton honoring our heroes in blue, thanking them for what they do. There's all kinds of fun and activities. And I know, friends, I know it's a, you know, I know I'm Pollyanna and I'm wanting to look at the positive. And I know it's a struggle, the whole mask thing. And now that they're wanting little ones, 5 and older, to wear them and all of that, I know that's frustrating to you. But I really want to encourage you to really evaluate that. Evaluate for me, like, I'm not wearing the mask. I have an exemption. And that's what I say. I'm exempt. And I haven't been questioned on that. I don't even say that I have a medical exemption. And technically, we have a constitutional exemption. But I know a lot of people just want to go along, get along. And the truth will be told in about 2 or 3 weeks when everybody mostly is wearing masks. And the curve doesn't change. I know you're frustrated. I'm frustrated too. But I want to encourage you to get involved and do something, right? Do something. Sign a recall petition. Get involved in the campaign. There's things that we can do to make a difference. And moreover, be sure you're tuned into your friends and family who are feeling a little alone and isolated. We're a community and we need to stay connected, right? Indeed. And in that effort to stay connected and finding treasures and wonderful people in the community, I had an opportunity to meet Dave, and now he's introduced me to his wife, Paige, and they are realtors here in Salem area, in the Willamette Valley, and they are doing well in this area, and they have all this information and education to help us as we're evaluating, do we want to buy a home? Is this a good time to buy a home? What kind of home do we want to buy? And perhaps, like my kids in South Dakota, because they had a wise realtor and a wise mortgage officer, My young kids, they're about 30 years old, just had a baby 2 years ago. They were encouraged to buy an income property. Now, what this means is it's like a duplex. And so part they can rent part of it out, which will basically pay their mortgage. And I'm curious, Dave, is that something you're seeing a lot of people wanting to do? I mean, they're getting smart about their real estate purchase. Are you hearing about that a lot?
We're seeing a lot of people look at things differently. It's not so much about, you know, how cozy it might be in a market like this. We're seeing even the National Association of Realtors just did a whole thing about how condition is one of the main things that people are forgiving a little bit more as they're doing their home search. And they're seeing the condition, they're trading it off instead of in their mind thinking of it as a negative, they're trading it off in their head thinking it as a equity opportunity. So a lot more people are focused on what neighborhood are we looking into, and location's becoming more important from the investment mindset. The multifamily market and, you know, the investment market is very competitive due to the, you know, how good the market is and low inventory. It makes it so it's a very aggressive market. So you see people who are just looking for that first opportunity or, you know, investment, just looking more at opportunities for equity. And that's where they rely on a lot of real estate agents to give them kind of those inside tracks on how much equity they could have, what's an improving market, what's a declining market, things like that.
So when you say the condition of the home, it brings to mind all of these reality shows like the Fixer Upper and the HGTV stuff. Are you finding, is that still a big thing where people are like, I want to do it myself and I want to flip a house and things like that? Is that still pretty big?
DIY is definitely a popular item. Chip and Joanna Gaines, I think, have done more for the real estate flippers and everything like that. But what we're seeing right now is it's to give a fair representation, it's hard for people to get into those kind of opportunities due to some lending guidelines and just the competitive nature of the market. A home that may not be in the best condition, the seller is still able to get top dollar for it because there's a lack of inventory. We normally see what we call a balanced market as 6 months of inventory, which means if nothing else came on the market in 6 months, we'd run out of homes. Here in our local market, we're at 2.2 months of inventory.
Oh, wow.
So it's definitely a seller's market, which unfortunately gives buyers, I mean, with interest rates right now, that's where it's kind of this really cool, unique scenario in real estate where buyers have tremendous opportunity due to the low interest rates, and sellers have a really good opportunity due to supply and demand. So both people are benefiting from the current market we're in right now. But as far as, you know, flips and things like that go, it just makes it a lot more competitive. You're starting to see a decline in opportunities, but those opportunities, when they come up, everybody's trying
and
to seize the
ones. You better jump. You better not pause at all.
Exactly. Hesitation is better.
Yes. And so we've talked a lot about the buying market. Let's transition into the selling market. And in Oregon, I'm sure like all the other states, you can be a buyer's agent, a seller's agent, or both, right? And that's a legal term on that I'm going to represent you in your buying, and or I'm going to list your home and represent you as a seller. So let's talk about a seller, because I know we have listeners right now. I know, listeners, you're thinking, you're wondering, you're needing some sign on the wall about it's time to sell now. It's a good market right now to sell. Talk to us a little bit why someone should consider to either, maybe they're going to downsize, maybe they're just going to sell because they want to move into a different kind of housing situation, or maybe some people are relocating. They're going to go to a different state, perhaps like South Dakota or Arkansas, where there's opportunity and a little more liberty and freedom. Why should they sell now?
We do see a lot of that last part you mentioned. A lot of people go into Idaho and Utah and Texas and stuff like that. For those looking on the sell side, it's nice because there are two different roles in real estate, the buyers and sellers. Some places you do one or the other. Paige and I do both. In this market, it's really beneficial to have both because there's contingencies in real estate, and they're becoming more common and more addressed in offers and things like that, where, you know, you have a home to sell before you buy. No one wants to be forced out of their home or be homeless.
Right.
So having that professional there to tie in those properties together to make sure when those dominoes fall, they fall smoothly with a coordinated effort that think about all the different details that we run into with the multiple transactions we do, we see from experience, as opposed to going into it and being surprised when certain hiccups come up.
Yes, and I do know that when you're thinking about selling, it's really good to get an evaluation. And I want to, I know this, it's very easy to get into this. Go online, fill this out, all this information, and it's some foreign company that's not local. So I'm going to stress this. It's very important that you stay local, find someone local, and you don't want to be given that kind of information out online anyway. If it's the local person you're dealing with and they have an online something that you can trust and it's secure, I think people get caught up and all of a sudden they're inundated by all the spam and are inundated by all these calls and they have no clue. And I know people think we can Google what our home's valued at and all of that stuff. That's not necessarily the way to do it, right? So if someone is interested in selling and they contacted you, what would be the first step that you would do with them?
The first step is it's an exciting process. It's supposed to be a fun process. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try and focus on, making sure people understand having a professional means you can enjoy the process more, because mm-hmm. all the stress that you're going to have, all the from inspection to close day, there's someone there who's taking care of things. And that's what mm-hmm. we try and focus on. And with what we're seeing from a seller standpoint, first contact is just an introduction, making sure they understand the process, because we don't want to get them too far into it to where they feel like they're over their head. Mm-hmm. And then we just start talking about their property. Normally we go meet and do a walkthrough, talk about improvements we shouldn't make. It's a market that's really cool for sellers. It's not that market you see on TV a lot of times where they have to remodel their home mm-hmm. or do this thing before they sell. With supply and demand, a lot of times they're able to skip a lot of those things, get the home on the market sooner, and take advantage of the conditions we have right now. So we do those evaluations and help them kind of strategize.
And when you say that, it reminds me, you think your home needs new carpet, but here's the risk you take. You put in blue carpet and your new buyer, they might say, oh, I don't want blue new carpet. So what some people do is like a carpet allowance. Mm-hmm. Yes. And maybe a painting allowance and those kinds of things. You see in a lot of that happening?
Yeah, we see a lot of things like that, or people who just the carpet could be in rough shape, but they need closing costs help more than they need new carpet. New carpet is something that you can find a local carpet store and buy some product and do it mm-hmm. yourself if they want to DIY it. So a lot of times there's so many different parts of a transaction that people can find different value items to them, to where if you start trying to guess at what they're going to do, you can guess wrong and pigeonhole yourself into a small group. What we try and do is use those items, those mm-hmm. those allowances and things like that, and use that as a leverage item or a negotiation tool to get the seller the end product they're looking for, and have that as leverage when we start looking at other repairs, things that come up.
And that's why you really need a real estate professional on your side advocating for you. And I know we talked a little bit about kind of off the mic for sell by owner. And I've done personally mm-hmm. for sell by owner and sold property that way. But I know, Paige, we talked a little bit about off mic that's something that you help find the for sell by owners and kind of talk to them. Tell me a little bit about that process for you and what you get to do.
Yeah, so I just enjoy making connections for our business. I am kind of your phone gal. So anytime I see a for sale by owner pop up, I just call. I like to be the first agent to call them. It's kind of my challenge for myself. And I call and I just kind of ask them about what they're doing, what their plans are, and what made them choose being a for sale by owner. What I often find is they've either been burned by a previous real estate agent, or they want to net the most money possible. Mm-hmm. And I say, absolutely, I'm sorry that happened if it's the real estate agent that burned them, and I respect that you want to make the most amount of money. When we really dig in to the money that they plan to save, they say, yes, I'm willing to work with a buyer's agent, an agent that brings the buyer, mm-hmm. But I don't want someone to list my home. So when we get into closing costs they may cover for the buyer that might be included, future repairs, any other unforeseen items that could come up, at the end of the day, I'll circle back with them if they did choose to sell off market and got an offer. And a lot of the times, if we looked at the stress and hassle that they went through and endured and what they truly net at the end of the day, there was a good possibility that they could have had less headache. And for very similar to what they net at the end of that close, they could have worked with us and gotten an even better deal.
Well, and I think right now with it being so competitive, and even, and I don't know what the market is of real estate professionals in our community, but I know it's not easy. It is not, and here's a shout out right now to anybody that works in the mortgage industry, the refinance industry, and real estate professionals. I honor you because it's not an easy job, but you get rewarded by how you're in there with the buyers and the sellers. $10, and so that's your reward. And I'm excited to be here with you all because I know that you're making a difference in our community. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. Thank you for tuning in, my friend. We'll be back after this. SLM. Thank you for tuning in on this Friday. Have you picked up the Best of the Willamette Valley, a little guide of 329 businesses you voted on as the best in several areas? Eat and drink, health and beauty, home and garden, motors, professional services, schools, shopping, things to do, the best of. And this is a great little catalog that you can take on the go with you. If you don't have one, I encourage you to go to thebestofthewillamettevalley.com, pick up one today. Stop by the studio during business hours. We still have some here. Or stop by the Heroes in Blue tomorrow. They're in Silverton, and you can pick up a copy as well. We're continuing the conversation about real estate here in the studio with Dave and Paige Smith. And they have an agency. They're a little there right now because of COVID, working from home. But they have an opportunity to represent you if you're buying, have an opportunity if you're selling. And we were just kind of brainstorming a little bit. And I, back in the day, it was about 2000, I helped facilitate and taught classes on first-time home buyers and what people needed to do to get their ducks in a row, you know, their credit, all of those aspects, the budget, how to be planning for a home. And we were talking about how the market has just the average home. What is the average home price? This is the average home price in this area.
Yeah, the average home price right now is just over $324,000.
I can tell you, friends, I've never had a home that was $324,000, and I've had nice homes. I had a 5-bedroom, 2-bath home on an acre land, and it was, I think it, my cost was $130,000 at the time, and that was in 2009. And so that's really interesting to me, how that's grown in this area. And how are young couples that are just starting out, getting married, starting out in their careers, have their student loan debt, all of that, how are they? Are they? How long is it before they're positioned to be able to buy a $320,000 home? Or are they going other places outside of this immediate area to find better deals? How does that work?
We're seeing a lot of people, they are looking for more rural areas, so we're seeing a lot of growth there.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where the numbers are similar enough to, you know, Salem and Kaiser and larger markets, to where it levels the playing field in certain respects. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing a lot of people look for, like I mentioned earlier, condition. They'll give a little bit more on their expectation of condition. But if they're not handy, then they're doing a home search that the average first-time home buyer writes about 3 offers before they get one accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of ups and downs, and that's, we try to avoid that. And excuse me, we do a lot of research for off-market properties. That's a hot track of finding those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you have people looking for finance programs that fit their, you know, budget. And a lot
right.
of times people think millennials are, you know, scraping pennies together to buy a home just based off of stereotypes and things
mm-hmm.
like that. It's not the case.
No,
they actually,
it isn't.
Millennials are some of the higher cash to the transaction buyers that we've had in recent generations, according to National Association of Realtors. It's a unique thing to see. And the lending programs that they're coming out with now offer, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people, first, the reason they have so much cash is they save up before they call a mortgage person
yes,
or
they
a
do.
Real estate agent, thinking that it's, you know, you have to have 20%, 50%, 20,000, something like that down, when in reality they have several 0% down programs. They have first time home buyer programs, 3.5%, 5%, 10%. They have all these different kind of opportunities that a lot of people don't realize might apply to them based off of their, you know, younger, you know, a young family starting out or their financial status or things like that. There's a lot of opportunity out there. As the market grows, banks and things like that, they're trying to find new avenues for new clients. So they're always coming out with new programs and new opportunities for folks.
Now, here in Oregon, you know, we tend to be more mindful about our nature and stewards of the land and community. And there's also kind of that simplicity living, too. There's that other spectrum. Do you see a lot of people looking at alternative, like tiny homes or country living that's repurposed and things like that? Is there a demand for tiny homes or small homes in this area? Are you finding that?
We're seeing some. There's definitely a market for that. It's not obviously the predominant market in our area. You see a lot of that kind of stuff. There's little ADU, those smaller dwellings and stuff like that in more dense areas like Portland and Eugene.
Okay.
In this local market in Salem, we see a lot of people, just maybe not necessarily tiny homes, but tinier homes.
Yes.
They're willing to make those kind of concessions on square footage when, you know, instead of having that second living room or that big open concept, people, as they get into the hunt, they realize the things that are important to them are maybe location or school district or things like that for their family. So they transition their hunt a little bit to find those opportunities.
The other thing that I know, too, by getting familiar and talking to people, a lot of people have like a second home either in the mountains or at the coast that they go to, and that they may go to a few times a year, and then they rent it out as investment property. Are you seeing a lot of that as well?
We do. We see a lot of that, you know, places like Detroit Lake, the coast, with all the, you know, condos and investment property opportunities they have there. We see a lot of people with the allowances now that, you know, the state has for ADUs. Some people have these little, you know, cute setups in their backyard or these little tiny homes and things like that, and they are on the Airbnb wagon. There's a lot of people who have that 2007-2008 PTSD to when they're looking at homes, they're looking for homes that offer, you know, can we turn the basement into a rental? They want to have that safeguard, because millennials for the most part grew up seeing their parents go through that opportunity or that negative time financially. So they're more mindful of, what can I do with my home? Can I rent this out if something goes wrong? Can I sublet this section? Can I build something here? They have that mindset that's a very entrepreneurial mindset, where they want to find a way to make income to supplement not just their finances, but in case.
So if I was looking at having a property at the coast potentially, and for that purpose, maybe to rent as an investment, maybe to go on vacation or whatever, you could assist me because you're able to sell anywhere in Oregon, right?
We can. We cover the whole state. Our license works everywhere in Oregon. So what we do is as far as our service can go. So if we get to a point where it's a market we don't have that competitive edge on, we're going to find you another professional who can guide you in that.
Okay.
So we're not afraid to tell people, this is not my wheelhouse. I want to get you the best service. And then what we actually do for a lot of people, not just here in Oregon, but in other states, Paige is really good at this too. We interview other agents for people so that way they don't have to have 7-8 people come through their house to find out who's a quality agent with the skill sets. I mean, there's a lot of data that shows the type of marketing you do with video and professional photographs and all those kind of things. Makes a huge difference in who the buyers or sellers pick. Also a huge difference in how well and how quickly your home sells.
And when you think about technology now, I love the fact that you can tour a home and kind of get a pre-look before you can commit. And that works on both sides, both for the buyer and for the seller and for the real estate agent.
Especially during COVID.
During COVID, there was ways to adapt and adjust and pivot and all that stuff in the industry and continue to move forward during this time. What is your website?
Our website is being revamped right now, but it's homesearchoregon.com. We do up-to-date things that refreshes every 15 minutes, gives you people opportunity to find local homes. A lot of times we have people set up on different search programs and things like that.
And your phone number again, if they want to call.
Please call.
Paige will probably talk to him first, right? What's your phone number?
503-939-7099.
And we'll put this up on the podcast, and we'll put it up on our Facebook page too, so you can get a hold of this beautiful couple, Dave and Paige Smith. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Yep, let's do this again, okay?
Yeah,
all right, yep. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. We had a fun morning and a fantastic week, and now we're headed into the weekend, my friends. Hope to see you out and about, whatever you're doing. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what obstacles in the way today, you and I, we're overcomers. Be blessed.